USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The House passed legislation Wednesday cracking down on anti-Semitism 320-91 amid ongoing pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses. The bill requires the Department of Education to adopt the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition of anti-Semitism for enforcing anti-discrimination laws. Critics fear it's too broad and could lead to censorship. Its fate in the Senate is uncertain. The White House is standing by its response to pro-Palestinian protests causing disruptions at colleges across the nation. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
No president has spoken more forcefully about combating anti-Semitism than this president.
She emphasized that while Americans have the right to peaceful protest, they must do so within the confines of the law. President Biden is facing criticism from some quarters who argue that he's not forcefully addressing instances of anti-Semitism at some of the demonstrations. The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates unchanged as officials want to see more confidence in inflation decreasing before considering rate cuts. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
So far this year, the data have not given us that greater confidence. In particular, and as I noted earlier, readings on inflation have come in above expectations. It is likely that gaining such greater confidence will take longer than previously expected.
The central bank aims to bring inflation down to 2%. Interest rates have stayed at their highest level in over two decades since July. The national average for a gallon of regular gas has slightly increased Wednesday, standing at $3.66, according to AAA. This price remains the same as a week ago, but is 13 cents higher than a month ago. The Arizona State Senate has overturned a long-standing Civil War-era abortion ban. Two Republicans crossed the aisle to support the measure alongside Democrats. Last month, the state Supreme Court revived a law from 1864. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Former President Donald Trump will be able to attend his son Barron's high school graduation. USA's Corey Myers has more.
Judge Juan Merchan told the court that he didn't think the May 17th date of the graduation was a problem. It's not clear if Trump just won't be in court that day or if the trial won't be happening on that Friday. Barron Trump goes to a private high school near Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in South Florida.
Ford is recalling more than 240,000 Maverick pickup trucks due to taillights that fail to illuminate, as reported by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The recall affects specific Maverick models from 2022 to the present year. The issue stems from the vehicle's body control module potentially deactivating one or both rear taillights inadvertently. Dave & Buster's will soon offer customers the option to bet on arcade games. Adults aged 18 or older who are loyalty members of the arcade will be able to place $5 wagers on games like Hot Shots Basketball and Skee-Ball. The new technology from Lucra, a gamification software company, is expected to be available in the coming months. The move comes amid a significant increase in sports betting across the U.S. And Live Nation will celebrate Concert Week once again, offering $25 tickets to hundreds of shows. The specially priced tickets will be on sale from May 8th to May 14th while supplies last. More than 900 artists will participate in the Concert Week deal. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.